Season's greetings, breathless audience. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year's, Kwanzaa, and other sundry holidays that I don't actually know anything about. Christmas at the Harris household has always been a magical time. That special couple of days in the year when my various drunken or otherwise intoxicated kin come together in the largest, cleanest dwelling in our clan, which is to say my parents' house, and do what they normally do every night, only with more people. Drink and fight. My uncle and father are arguing over whose meaningless, hopeless, dead-end job was the most meaningless, hopeless, and dead-end. My mother and aunts trying to sort out which of their spawn would reproduce the fastest or wind up in prison, or both, the fastest. Then there were all my wonderful cousins. Needless to say, I spent about every Christmas Eve hiding in my tent in the backyard under the pretense of Santa spotting. If it wasn't for Willow and her dreidels, I might have grown up with nothing but contempt for the holidays. But she brought them, and I didn't. Hanukkah at the Chateau de Rosenberg will forever remain some of my fondest childhood memories. Then I met Buffy, and after a couple of delicious Christmas dinners at the Summers' house, I came to realize that Christmas doesn't really suck after all. I found my real family and the people I saved the world with. Buffy, Giles, Willow Oz, Tara, Dawn, Joyce, Anya, even sometimes Cordy. The Scooby Gang became my Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, if that makes any sense. We're a mishmash bunch of oddballs that look for all the world like a needleless, thirsty, tired, little emaciated evergreen. But for me, these people are everything. They're Christmas. Happy holidays. Don't die. Here we go. Descend.